On the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs, you know, dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart businesswomen finding that balance and building those bridges and dealing with the gaps that come from building a business and raising a family. And I'm so fortunate because on the social media journey that I have been on, I have had such an opportunity to meet such wonderful people that are out there empowering each other. And through Twitter, which, you know, every time I hear somebody say, oh, I spend too much time on Twitter, it doesn't work, you're just not doing it right. You're not, because the connections that you can make and the people that you can come across and get to know, it's remarkable. And today is no exception to that. And I'm excited because I actually have two hosts from Relaunch. Joel and Dr. Pei are here with us today. And I love when I get to turn the table and have the hosts become the guests. And I'm just going to give you a little background about them. They are, as I said, the husband and wife team behind the creation, development, and explosive growth of Relaunch. Joel is a podcaster, a syndicated radio host, an expert in counseling, psychology, and personal growth. He's a best-selling author, and you know, he's the guy people call when they're feeling stuck and out of options and ready for a relaunch. Flip the coin over to Dr. Pei, who was born in mainland China and academically trained as a dentist. And she immigrated by herself to the U.S. in 1998, and she worked full-time as a dentist for 10 years and owned her own practice for 8. And back in 2014, she sold her practice so she could concentrate fully on Relaunch and the growth opportunities for the business that she and Joel are creating. And I am so excited to have these people here with us today to tell us more about the phenomenal ideas and inspiration and practical information and guests that they share each day on Relaunch. And, you know, maybe we'll find out a thing or two that we really didn't know about them. So, Joel Pei, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Well, thank you so much for the introduction and having us. We're excited to be actually the guests who normally are the hosts.
Dori, this is going to be a blast. Word of Mom Radio. This is wonderful.
Thanks. You know what, we have fun. And all right, I have to ask, hey, so, you know, okay, you were a dentist. So
yes.
If anybody had ever told you you were going to be, you know, a podcaster, you're going to be a talk show host, you're going to be interviewing people and doing this and doing that, would you have believed them?
Possibly even 3 years ago, I would say, ha-ha, that's funny. Oh,
so take us on your journey.
Okay. Well, you know, going back when I first arrived in the United States, I came to study actually for my PhD because I was a dentist back home and just felt like that kind of practice wasn't what I wanted for my life. And as many of you possibly know, the parents in Asian countries, they're very much training their kids to be to study, to excel academically. So I was like, okay, getting a PhD from America is possibly the highest degree I could get. So here I came, arriving with two suitcases and the money. My mom kind of just sold it into my clothes, and so I won't lose it. And she packed lots of ramen noodles in my bags just in case I didn't know how to buy stuff. And so I came to study dentistry, and that was, after PhD, I decided to get back to clinical study, and long story short, I thought that would be my life for sure until I would say a few years into practice, I actually start owning my own business. I just felt like, you know, I start to look for other things to do. At first, it would just get myself into hobbies to occupy my time. But after a while, especially with, at the time, Joel was a life and career coach, and looking and hearing the stories, he coached other people transition to do what they love. And in the meantime, in my practice, I felt like it's of course I can improve, but it's just not as challenging anymore. So again, it's a journey to finally realize my identity is not a dentist, and finding out who I really am, what I'm excited, what business do I want to build for the future, and that's here I came. And my story alone is a relaunch story, and that's the theme of the show, relaunch into the life and business we love.
What a great theme.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Joel, how did you meet Pei?
Yeah, boy, that's a great question. And I love, love, love telling that story. And let's see, it was about 14 years ago. And, you know, I was on my own journey. And there was a lot of spirituality involved in that journey. And one of the things that I decided that I was ready to do was to get married. And for the first half of my life, I never saw myself as wanting to get married or to, you know, have a wife and things of that nature. But it changed 14 years ago. And to make a long story short, I went to the singles dance that my church was offering, and I went there on a mission. And I actually prayed for a wife, that I would, you know, meet a wife at that event. And I went there by myself, and Pei was the only person that I talked to besides her friend briefly. And that actually started the relationship that 6 months after we met at that singles dance that she wasn't even supposed to be at. We were married. Was it 6 months, Pei, after that?
About
9 months? 9 months, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit longer than that? Okay.
Yeah, we actually, our first dance, you want to know, Dory?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Our chicken dance.
That's the dance
we both know how to do. I mean, you
barely,
have,
barely.
You have a theater background. You're possibly a lot more graceful than we are, but that's what we did.
I love it. Oh. Oh my God. See, you know, I'm sorry. I love romance. I love stories like this. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. When you are ready, isn't it remarkable how the universe just goes, okay?
Absolutely.
You know,
I think so. Hmm? Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, and he was right. I wasn't supposed to be there because my friend, I didn't know how to drive very well yet by then, and my friend came to pick me up, but when she was halfway, I almost called her and said, you know what, I'm tired, you go ahead by yourself. But she insisted, and there I was.
Unbelievable. You know, I am serious. It's those things that it just makes you stop, because, you know, what's meant to be can't be changed. And something that simple, you know, but again, it's being ready. It's being open and ready for it. So, okay, so you guys get married. Now, Joel, you're a coach. Pei, you're a dentist. How did relaunch happen? How did you relaunch your lives into this now fabulous podcast that you're going to tell us all about?
Sure, yeah. Thanks, Doria. And I love telling this story, too. And you know, if you think back to when I was a kid, and my parents were divorced when I was about 3 years old, and I was an only child. So that had its own challenges growing up in a household where you're the only person. But one of the things that I did love about being an only child was that I had two Christmases, because you know my parents were divorced from a very, very early age, so I had kind of two everything growing up. And I remember one Christmas when I walked down the hall and sat under the Christmas tree, and they put this big box in front of me. You know, it was wrapped up with red paper and blue paper, and there was a bow tied on it, and I just couldn't wait to open this up. And I kind of ripped through the wrapping paper and tore open the box, you know, like little kids do. I was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10 at that time. And then I grabbed it by the handle and pulled it out from the top of the box, and it was this big silver box with a handle that ran down from one side to the other, and it had two big black circles on either side of it, and it was a boom box. Do you remember boom boxes, Dory?
Mm-hmm.
It was a boom box, and I studied it like a scientist, and I took that into my room, and for the next few years, I became just enamored with being on the radio and broadcasting, and it's just everything about it. So by the time I reached my 20s, that fantasy, that dream of being in broadcasting actually came to reality, and I got my first job in radio, and that blossomed into another job and so forth. And I spent pretty much the entire decade of the 90s either behind the microphone in the radio business or in front of the camera in the television business, and stepped away from that industry in 97. And then when Pei and I then got married and tried to, figure each other out and also to figure out the direction that we were headed to, I knew I had to get back into what started out as a love for me as a child during Christmas, and I had to get back into broadcasting. And at that time, podcasting was just coming over the horizon. It hadn't even peaked over the horizon yet, but it was getting ready to. And I knew I had to be on that wave. And that was probably somewhere between 6 and 8 years ago. And we just today published our 233rd episode of Relaunch, I believe. And we
wow.
are just having a blast with that show. And in just a few days from now, we should pass 400,000 plays for just that one show. And, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, that's a big number.
That's a huge number for one show or in total?
Well, for the Relaunch.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I thought you meant per episode. I was like, oh, my goodness. But even 400,000 for that, that's a monster number.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it really is. It's a monster number. I mean, you know, we've done, I think, 75,000 over the last 9 months, you know. So, that, and again, it's exciting. Isn't it exciting to know that you're sharing stuff that people find of value?
Oh, yeah. Well, we get the tweets and the emails and the Facebook comments often in our private by invitation only fan club, and it just does my heart so much good to see people getting value from the shows that they listen to and from the guests that we have on, and it's a tremendous gift just to understand how people are getting something from the shows that you're doing, that I'm doing, that we're doing.
You know, Dory, you're absolutely right. Earlier you mentioned the social media and how to use Twitter properly. And, you know, that's how we met. How, if not because of the show, because of the conversation we had, we would have never met.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And people just don't realize the power behind it. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break because, again, two more of the women that I have met through social media who've become part of our Mompreneur Marketplace and sponsors here at Word of Mom Radio. So we're going to hear from Victoria Thornton and Dr. Christina Hibbard.
Hi, ladies. It's 2015, and it's time to let go of the limiting thoughts
and the self-doubt and break through the fear that's holding you back. I'm Victoria Thornton, and I'm the creator of Uncover Your Diamond. In this 7-week program, you'll gain new levels of confidence and really become connected to your inner beauty. You'll let go of the negative inner voice and find clarity about what you want and how to create a fulfilling and balanced life. I can teach you tools and strategies to have the courage to go after your dreams and make them a reality. Life is way too short, and this is your time to shine. So come on over to uncoveryourdiamond.com and get registered now.
It was fall when my world came crashing to a halt. In that instant, everything changed. Life changes are to be expected, aren't they? Seasons change, years come and go, and so do we. I'm Dr. Christina Hibbert, author of This Is How We Grow. What happens when I, a clinical psychologist, an expert on women's mental health, postpartum depression, grief, and parenting, find my world turned upside down? After my sister and brother-in-law died, we inherited our 2 nephews, delivered our 4th baby, and went from 3 to 6 kids practically overnight. This Is How We Grow invites readers into my upside-down world as I struggle to find a little right side up. As a wise person once said, life is change, growth is optional. Choose wisely. What will your choice be? Choose This Is How We Grow on Amazon.com and visit me on my website at drchristinahibbert.com.
And we are back here live on Word of Mom Radio. You can meet all of our mompreneur sponsors at wordofmomradio.com in our mompreneur marketplace. And we're back here with Joel and Pei, the fabulous husband and wife behind Relaunch. And I love the name of your show. I really, truly do. And so take us, how did Relaunch, out of all of these things that you guys were doing and everything, how did this, where would that brainchild begin?
Well, sure. You know, it's a very relatable idea, Relaunch. Everyone knows what it's like everyone knows what it's like to launch something, to launch a relationship, to launch a health program, to launch a business or a career. You know, people are familiar with that, but, you know, there comes a time in everyone's life when sometimes it's necessary to take what you've learned, harness what you can, put the rest on a shelf, and set yourself up for a relaunch. And that's one of the things that we do on our show. You know, we interview and pick the brains of some of today's most innovative and inspiring self-made successes and learn about their relaunch. And gosh, I think one of the reasons, Dora, that the show has been just smoking hot since pretty much day one is because of the transparency and especially the vulnerability that people have in sharing some of the lessons that they've learned, some of the relationships that have crumbled at their feet, some of the businesses that have gone up in smoke, and you know, some of the health challenges that people have met head on and have risen above. You know, I can think about one lady that we had on the show, and she was actually rear-ended, hit by a drunk driver, and the toolbox that was sitting in the back of her car on impact, it slammed into her back, and it contained a box full of plumbing tools, you know, pipes and fixtures and things of that nature. And it actually hit her so hard that it all but severed by a thread her spinal cord. And as you can imagine, that pretty much took away a lot of her mobility. And to make a long story short, I'd be happy to share that link with you if you'd like me to, but she actually relaunched by refusing the wheelchair and refusing to go to to physical therapy, but she actually said, no, don't take me to physical therapy. That's where crippled people go. Take me to a gym because that's where healthy people go. And the rest of her show talks about how she was able to teach herself how to relaunch into a mobile and a successful professional life. And those are kind of real stories that we have from from authentic people.
I love stories like that, you know, and as somebody who has worked with people with mobility issues, I think at 15 I was babysitting for somebody who had cerebral palsy. So I've dealt with it much of my life. And I love that, you know, take me to a gym. Because it's true.
Yeah.
Physical therapy has that connotation that, you know, there's something wrong. Whereas, you know, going to a gym, my daughter's boyfriend just did the same thing. He had shoulder surgery and he just joined a gym yesterday. He's like, I can't even do anything with my shoulder yet, but I can walk on that treadmill for 10 miles.
Sure.
You know, so attitude is everything.
Attitude
really
is everything.
Really is. You know, but go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. And, you know, an optimistic perspective is what our guests have. And we've heard over and over again by the guests after the interview that they've never really experienced an interview like Pei and I give them, because we get to the important things, the human things.
Yeah. And one of you, I was listening to the message from one of your sponsors, and she said, a life is filled with change, but growth is optional. And sometimes in our life, we feel like we're all set and things possibly can just cruise from this point on. And then it changes. It could be circumstances force us into something, or we decide to make a change because it just, whatever we were doing, it's not us anymore. So, I think that's why we did it.
It's amazing when you know that you're doing something that not only validates the struggles and the good and the, you know, the things that are going on in somebody's life as they are relaunching, retooling, redefining. I mean, I think we redefine ourselves all the time. And, you know, I look at our show and my business and things, and it's that evolution of a dream. Do you find, though, that the people that are sharing with you and that are relaunching, you know, because let's face it, so often there are so many obstacles that you face that you finally just go, okay, forget it. You know, obviously this isn't something that I'm supposed to do. I've never had that feeling, because I've always felt like this is what I'm supposed to do, and whatever obstacles are in my way are just supposed to be the stones that I'm dealing with on the journey. But, you know, do you find that it's really that tenacity that fuels that relaunch?
Without a doubt. It's the focus and determination that people have. And yeah, absolutely.
So for you, Pei, and I'm going to address this to you because, you know, Joel has, this is his dream since he's 9. How did this relaunch really happen for you to relaunch your life as, you know, a host of a talk show and a podcaster and a business, you know, I mean, you were already a business owner, but this is a very different kind of business to own.
Definitely. Well, for me, I always been behind Joel when he launched his coaching business. That's many years back. So as he was podcast, because he had a podcast before, it just wasn't relaunched at that time. And this past year, when he decided to change the name and change the theme, want to have people who are more interested in making this change, making life change happen, to attract that kind of people, we decided to name it Relaunch, and we decided to do it together. And partly it's because of the life change I experienced and he encouraged. Partly was, interestingly, back 3 years ago, one day on a cruise, I just heard this voice for me to start a podcast, and I did. The next year, I did a podcast for 8 months on healthy living, And I didn't know at the time that wasn't going to be something I, because I thought for sure I'm going to be doing it forever, but and quit doing it. But what I learned during that 8 months, I was able to take, you know, the confidence to speak in front of the mic, the interview skills. It takes me to be successful as a co-host for Relaunch. So it's interesting. You know, sometimes we just ought to follow that nudge, and although it may not mean it's something we end up doing for a very long time.
So having such success pretty much off the bat with what you're doing, what would you say, as we're getting ready to close out, the top three keys to the success of Relaunch and the success of your partnering doing this?
Sure. Very good. That's a great question, Dori. And actually, it's actually a pretty simple formula. And, you know, in interviewing just countless, you know, best-selling authors and business experts and personal growth thought leaders, we've heard the same three things kind of hinted to and talked about every time. And to make any relaunch successful, it could be a business relaunch, it could be a personal relaunch, or could be a relational relaunch. You need three things. And you need your relaunch resources, your relaunch relationships, and your relaunch rituals. And let me go through those real quick. You know, to do anything with excellence and to really have it make a difference for you, you need to surround yourself with the best resources. And by that, I mean the best books, the best training, the best podcasts that you can listen to, the best video training that you can find. Surround yourself with the best resources. And go ahead, Pei.
Yeah, just real quick, that's what he did when he launched his first book through a publisher to Amazon number one. And we studied Jack Canfield, Steve Harrison. I mean, we got programs. We took action. So steep ourselves with resources for sure.
Absolutely. Relaunch resources. Next thing, relaunch relationships. We had a guy on our show not too long ago, Bob Bodine, incredible author, wrote a book called The Power of Who. And basically what he said is it's who you know that's going to help you get to the next level in your career, your business, and your personal life. So it's really surrounding yourself with the people that know you, that like you, that believe in you, and that will support you in your dream and sometimes allow you to stand on their shoulders. So you've got your relaunch resources. You've got your relationships.
Right. And I want to, when you were asking what brought this relaunch show so much success, in the beginning launch stage, Joel shared his vision, his dream, even before launch, with about 80 to 100 committed people on our team that help us actually hit number one repeatedly in all three categories on iTunes. So it's, I mean, we didn't at that time, and later on the success was a lot mainly from social media, but at that time we had very low following, very low. Because we just didn't know much about social media back then. But he leveraged the people he already know in real life.
Last thing, Dori, relaunch rituals. And you might even use the word routines. Maybe that's a better word for you. But and a question that I'm asked every once in a while is, okay, what kind of routines? What kind of rituals? You know, what can I do day in and day out constantly that are going to help me get to the next level in the different areas in my life? And that's actually an easy, easy answer. And here's the answer. It's those rituals and routines that you learn from steeping yourself in the best of your relaunch resources And it's the routines and rituals that you learn from the other successful people that you surround yourself with when you're building and you're strengthening those relationships. You see, your relaunch doesn't have to be made up by guesswork. It can actually be made up through that very simple 1-2-3 system that I just kind of gave you here, surrounding yourself with resources, relationships, and then engaging, participating fully in the rituals and routines that you learn in the process. There you go.
Wow. And what a great way to end this segment. I am so honored. Please let everyone know how they can tune in to Relaunch, how they can reach out to you on social media. And I'm so glad that you guys are here with me today.
Absolutely. Easiest thing to do is go to our website. It's relaunchshow.com. Again, relaunchshow.com. And we would love to see you, speaking of social media and Facebook, in our on our women-only, by invitation, Relaunch Fan Club. And, of course, everyone who is tuned into Word of Mom Radio is consider yourself invited. And it's an easy, easy place to get to. It's relaunchshow.com/fanclub. Again, relaunchshow.com/fanclub. And, Dori, we are so excited that you're a member of that group. And, gosh, it is the most active and the safest place on Facebook that I know of. A great place to share your observations, your challenges, your insights, and your aha moments. And you've been there, so you know how much of love and support that people offer each other in that group.
They do, and it is it's a really great group. And thank you, guys. I am so grateful that you got a chance to spend some time with us here today and let people know kind of the backstory, because it's fun to know. You know, it really is. It sometimes it gets lost in the sauce as you're out there sharing everybody else. So it's nice to have people be able to share your journey and the relaunches in your life, and that's what makes it so successful what you are doing. So again, I thank you so much, both of you, for being here today with me on Word of Mom. And we're here next week. Sina Block will be here on Tuesday with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. Thursday we will have another guest here on the Mompreneur Model Show. Great upcoming shows all month long. Productive Play the third Wednesday of the month, and Branding Beyond Blogging on the fourth. And so to all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us. Joel and Pei, again, thank you. And I so look forward to more and more of Relaunch. So please go see them. Go to their website, relaunchshow.com. Reach out, connect with them on Facebook, connect with them on Twitter, and find out the different backstories of the people relaunching their lives, because tomorrow it could be you. And until then, I just want to say thanks again to everybody, and bye for now. Go out and create a marvelous you. See you next week.